She is 14 years old and she is from Mississippi. She writes, I'm a big fan of your videos. My family and I recently moved to the country of Taiwan for 1 year. The problem is I had to leave behind my boyfriend that I've been dating for a few months. Now that I am 3 months into my year abroad, I'm scared that I'll forget about him without meaning to. Can you give me some tips on how to handle a long distance relationship and how to keep loving him even if I don't see him? Okay, Laura, so let me just give you a couple of tips in general, and everyone, you guys can kind of write these things down. If you're in a long distance relationship, or if you're getting ready to go into a long distance relationship, there are three things that you have to keep in mind. There are three things that you need to make that long distance relationship work. One is trust, the other is communication. And so the third thing is you have to have an end goal in sight, whatever that might be. Whether it's I'll be back in a year, whether it's it'll only be for a few months, whether it'll be it's a couple of years and we're gonna get married at the end. There has to be some sort of end goal in sight that's happening that's gonna keep everyone focused. Now, trust and communication, those are just the general things that you need for any relationship. But when you have a long distance relationship, this is even more important because you have to trust someone because they're so far away from you. You have to really work on your communication. It's not just like communication for the person that you're always seeing. You have to make sure that you fit that person into your day and that you make them feel a part of your life even though they are not physically there. I would recommend if you can't see each other, if it's going to be for that long, if it's going to be for an entire year, you need to video chat. You got to talk often. That you need to hear each other's voice. I think it's nice to write letters and things like that just to add, have something physical in your hands. But you should try different ways of communicating. It shouldn't be just one way. And texting is not going to cut it. You've got to talk on the phone. If you want to text here and there, that's okay. And it's also very hard because you have the time difference. But you have to make time, you have to make that person feel important. And that is how you really make that long distance relationship work. But if there is no end goal in sight, it's not going to work because both of you are going to get distracted and it's going to feel hard to continue on that way. So you really have to have an end goal. Like I said, it could be marriage if that's the goal. It could be it's only going to be for a couple of months. But you have to establish how long this is going to go on. And that will help you to make sure that you can get through the grunts of it. Also, it's really important if you're in a long-distance relationship and you're having a hard time being faithful or you see yourself possibly getting off track, it's much better to communicate with your partner and let them know, hey, I don't think that I can do this right now. You know, I think we should take a break or whatever the case may be. And if we end up back together, then at least you give yourself an opportunity to be together in the future. Because if you end up cheating on that person, you can forget a relationship. You are taking a risk by taking a break, but it's much better risk than you cheating on them and then you never get to have that relationship again. Now, focusing more on your specific question, Laura, this is the thing. You're 14 years old. And I'm sure that, you know, this is a great opportunity. You're enjoying your time. This may not be the best decision for you right now. You have to decide. You've only been with this guy for a few months. And, you know, 4 months you can be in love. So, I mean, I don't know where you are in your relationship. However, you're only 14. So I want you to really think about, is it really worth you taking the time to go through this long distance relationship? Or do you want to open up your options and keep him as a friend and possibly be together when you're back? You may, if you choose to get out of the relationship, he may not be there for you when you get back. He may have another girlfriend. You have to keep that in mind. But you really need to think about, is this right for you to be in this long distance relationship? And beyond that, how do you make yourself love him? You just think about all the things that you love about him. And when you see another guy that you are attracted to, you have to remember why you're with him, and that will help you to stay contained and sustain your relationship. I hope this answers your question, Laura. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching. And do not forget to subscribe. Kisses and kisses.